ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष विद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्टकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, entitled Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates. Today we will be discussing three verses, verse 11 through 13. 11, 12 and 13. 13 is on the board. So let me read 11 and 12. कथं प्रिययाय अनुकम्पितायः सङ्गं रहस्यं रुचिरां च मन्त्रान् सुहृत्सुस्तत्स्नेहसितशिशूनां कालाक्षराणामनुरक्तचित्तः पुत्रान् स्मरणं ता दहित्रीहृदयाय भ्रातॄन् स्वश्रीन् वा पितरौ च दीनौ ग्रहान् मनोज्ञोर्परिच्छदां च वृत्तिश्च कुल्या पशुभृत्यवर्गान्। टेक्स्ट् नंबर 13। त्यजत कोशकृत् इव इहामानः कर्माणि लोभात् अवितृप्तकाम औपस्त्य जैवं बहुमन्यमानः कथं विरज्येत दुरन्तमोह। त्यजेत कोश कृदिवेहमान त्यजेत कोश कृदिवेहमान कर्माणि लोभाद अवितृप्त काम कर्माणि लोभाद अवितृप्त काम औपस्त्य जैवं बहुमन्यमान औपस्त्य जैवं बहुमन्यमान कथं व्रजेत दुरन्तमोह कथं विरज्येत दुरन्तमोह त्यजेत कोशत् कृदिवेहमान कर्माणि लोभाद वितृप्त काम औपस्त्य जैवं बहुमन्यमान कथं विरज्येत दुरन्तमोह त्यजेत कोशत् कृदिवेहमान कर्माणि लोभाद वितृप्त काम औपस्त्य जैवं बहुमन्यमान कथं विरज्येत दुरन्तमोह। माताजी word meaning tyajeta, can give up, koshakrat, the silk worm, eva, like, ihamanaha, performing, karmani, different activities, lobat, because of insatiable desires, avitripta kama, whose increasing desires are not satisfied, aupastya, pleasure from the genitals, jaivam, and the tongue, bahumanyamanaha, considering as very important, katam, how, virajyeta, is able to give up. Duranta mohaha, being in great illusion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation is for the three verses actually, 11, 12 and 13. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents, one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silk worm, which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue. One is bound by material condition. How can one escape? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In household affairs, the first attraction is the beautiful and pleasing wife, who increases household attraction more and more. One enjoys his wife with two prominent sense organs, namely tongue and genitals. The wife speaks very sweetly. This is certainly an attraction. Then she prepares very palatable foods to satisfy the tongue. And when the tongue is satisfied, one gains strength in the other sense organs, especially the genitals. Thus, wife gives pleasure in sexual intercourse. Household life means sex life. Yan maitunadi grahamedi sukami tucham. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45. This is encouraged by the tongue. Then there are children. A baby gives pleasure by speaking sweet words in broken language. And when the sons and daughters are grown up, one becomes involved in their education and marriage. Then there are one's father and mother to be taken care of. And one also becomes concerned with social atmosphere, with pleasing his brothers and sisters. A man becomes increasingly entangled in household affairs, so much so that leaving them becomes almost impossible. Thus, the household becomes grahamanda koopam, a dark well into which the man has fallen. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by the strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with the strong rope of spiritual instruction. A fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, will take him out of the dark well. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pasaccha Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj to his schoolmates. In these particular verses, from 11 to 13, Prahlad Maharaj is discussing about how an householder is completely entangled in his household activities such that he does not get out of it. श्री श्री राधा रास विहारी जी की, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, श्री गौर निताय की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। प्रहलाद महाराज इज डिस्कसिंग हाउ वन ऑफ द ग्रेट अट्रैक्शन इन फैमिली लाइफ इज द प्लेजर फ्रॉम हिज वाइफ। फर्स्ट प्लीजिंग द टंग्स, सो द वाइफ प्रिपेयर्स नाइस फूड प्रसाद, पैलेटेबल डिशेस, एंड दिस पैलेटेबल डिशेस व्हेन दे आर ईटन गिव्स लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ टू द बॉडी। यू ईट मोर देन यू गेट मोर स्ट्रेंथ। इट इज सेड दैट रूप गोस्वामी सेज द टंग एंड द बेली एंड जेनिटल देर आर इन अ स्ट्रेट लाइन, उपदेशामृत। So when tongue is engaged in enjoying the palatable dishes, generally when you like the dish, you tend to eat more. Especially if you are encouraged by the pleasing wife with the sweet words, brahmacharis don't have to worry too much. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj, who is only in the Kumara stage, he is talking about this, so it is worth the discussion. He is not even a grown up man giving instruction to the young kids. He is giving to his own age mates, his own classmates, schoolmates, he is talking. So when with the pleasing word, wife says, no, it will take little bit more. Oh yeah, I will take more. No problem. I have to please you. So in this way, when one is engaged in gratifying the sense tongue, then we become more stronger. You have eaten more, more strength is there, the belly is satisfied, and the belly is supplying the energy to all the senses, and including the genitals. Then again wife pleases him in satisfying his sense gratification in the form of sex. So in this way, one gets very attached, and for him to leave this is very difficult. To think about how can I live without home food, quote unquote. If you go somewhere not according to your taste, your wife knows what is your taste, accordingly she makes so it is pleasing. You go to some guest house, what you don't like may come. Arey, theek hai. Ye nahi chahiye, wo nahi chahiye. So how can I live without home food? Very difficult for, it is like, Prahlad Maharaj said, it is very difficult, next to impossibility, for somebody who is absorbed in sense gratification. So, there are so many instruction in Srimad Bhagavatam, stories, in the form of stories, given how Puranjana, there was one Puranjana. So he was completely attracted towards Puranjani. So much that until death he was simply trying to enjoy. Even at the time of death he could not understand what is happening. So much attached. It is mentioned there, stating how, because Puranjana was so attached to his wife, so whatever actually one is attached to, that is what his consciousness is absorbed with. If one is attracted to material things, that is what he will remember. Especially when he is going to lose that. Oh, I am going to lose this. How am I going to survive losing this? That is what you are going to become. So Puranjana, so much attached to his wife Puranjani that, so he was remembering Puranjani so much so that he has to become a woman in the next lifetime. யம் யம் வாபி ஸ்மரன் பாவம் தஜதி அந்த கலைவரம் தம் தம் ஏவைதி கௌந்தேய சதா தத் பாவ பாவித. வாட் எவர் இஸ் தி ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத், தட் இஸ் வாட் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு அச்சீவ். இஃப் சம்படி இஸ் சோ மச் அட்டாச் டு இஸ் ஃபேமிலி அண்ட் யூ வில் திங்க் ஒன்லி அபவுட் த ஃபேமிலி, யூ கான்ட் திங்க் அபவுட் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ், இட்ஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். Then Prahlad Maharaj goes, wife, so by the nice sense gratification, the byproduct is child, naturally. And the child slowly, slowly starts talking, walking. So it is very pleasing to the father, mother. We are talking about father. And the child talks in a broken language. The father enjoys. Srimad Bhagavatam also talks about that. Ajamil produced 10 children with his prostitute wife, and the child was talking in broken language. What exactly Prahlad Maharaj is talking here? So Ajamil was enjoying and he was so attached. Oh Narayan, name was Narayan. So he was so much attached to his child, so he remembered his child only actually. But it was such a exemplary and extraordinary, exceptional case that he was remembering his child, but he was uttering the name Narayan. This combination is very rare. Usually when you remember the child, even if you had remembered the child, throat is choked up, suppose. Kapavata pittaya. It is said that kapavata and pitta, they go in imbalance when somebody is going to leave his body. So if your throat is choked up, you can't even utter the word. Ajamil was a fortunate person, his throat was not choked up, so that he could utter the word Narayan. He didn't just remember the child, he was calling the child, Narayan, Narayan. Even though he was calling his child, because the names of the Supreme Lord, Narayan, is so powerful that he was saved. We do not know how many of us will be trying to call if we have to remember the child. Name has to be Krishna's name. If name is something else, even if you call, there is no big deal anyway. And if your throat is going to be choked up, we are going to even utter the word properly. Generally, it is very difficult to utter the words properly at the time of death. Nobody very clearly utters anything. You are in a great difficulty, no? You are not even going to call. Ajamil was a very special case. Very special case. We can follow the footsteps of calling the names of Narayan, but not other things of Ajamil. Trying to do things will end up in trouble. So, somebody who is so attached to his child and always playing with it, if you tell him, no, you leave it and go to Himalaya and do tapasya, say, what is nonsense you are talking? How can I do that? How will I pass my time? I am passing my time with my child, you know. Wasting my time actually. How can I do that? Very difficult. Then Prahlad Maharaj goes further. In the household life, there are so many comforts available. Nice furniture, sofa, bed, eating, silver plate or golden plate if you can afford, or banana leaf plate, whatever it is. And nice dishes are served. You are in the comfort zone. It's okay, everything is fine. Somebody is told, no, tomorrow onwards you are not going to get your meal on time. And you have to live in a very solitary place. No, if you at least go to Himalayas. Do tapasya there. So if you go to Himalaya and do tapasya, you are not going to have all homely comforts, quote unquote. The story of Bharat Maharaj. How? He was emperor of the whole world. He had everything. He had so many servants to come and serve him for every small things. It's not just a 2 BHK flat. He is a whole palace.
Suppose somebody can get a 2 BHK from 1 BHK, it is like, ah, oh, I got something great. Old palace, hundreds of servants, royal food, palatable dishes. Every small thing, so many people to come and serve you. Bharat Maharaj left all of those things and he went to Himalayas. Pulaha Ashram, on the banks of Gandaki River. And what he has to do? He has to put his own kutia. Not that he can say, labor, chalo, make this kutia. Nobody, you are alone. You can't go with 10 servants. Alone. He has to put his own kutia and take little water from the Gandaki River, collect some fruits. You can't have anybody to collect fruits and give it to you also. You have to go around and find fruits, roots, something, whatever you can eat. Everything on your own. Compare how he was living as a emperor of the world, now he is living on his own. It's a vast difference. You have to do everything on your own. You can't have. And then there will be chilly weather. It is not that, somebody will come and give you jacket, shawl. You have to make your own body warm by means of tapasya. Heat up by meditation. And if at all anything you want, you go from the nature and find some bark or things like that. You can't have anybody to come and deliver you. Especially, it's on the Himalayas. It's going to be cold. Even in summer it will be cold. What to speak of in winter? Even though it is so chilly, still the person lives there alone, taking care of himself. How much difficult it is. How much difficult it is. So, unless one is completely determined to take up to this process of Krishna consciousness, he can't live all this homely comfort, royal, treatment at home, the comfort of playing with your children. Then Prahlad Maharaj talks about, daughter. Father is very affectionate towards the daughter. Daughter, even if she is married and living somewhere else, still the father is thinking about his daughter's welfare. Brothers, sisters, relative. When all these things are there, when one is absorbed in this happiness of sense gratification, Srila Prahlad Maharaj says, this is actually an insignificant happiness. Prabhupada quotes Prahlad's instruction, Yan maitunadi grahamehi sukami tuccham. There is some sukham. In the household life, in the matter of sense gratification, there is some kind of happiness. Otherwise, why anybody will keep doing it? What's happiness? Everybody wants to be happy. Nobody wants to be sorrow. Happiness is there. Grahamedi sukham. Grahamedi. Grahamedi sukham is tucham. It's tucham. It's very insignificant. What kind of happiness is this? Kandu yanena karayor eva dukkha dukkham. This happiness, Prahlad Maharaj is comparing to the itching sensation. Suppose you have some itching. One itching is there, you want to scratch. When you scratch, there is some relief from the itch. So, but that scratch leads towards, harming your tissues and then bleeding. Suppose it is so much itching, he scratches. And at that time it is actually somewhat relief. And after that you are creating wound on your body and it is bleeding. And that is dukkham. So he says that the happiness derived in the sense gratification of household life is just like the relief of a person who is scratching his body for relieving the itch. He is relieving. At the time it is like nice. Same thing in the sense gratification also. At the time of enjoyment it is like enjoyment. After that it is suffering. Suffering. So when one can see that the suffering that is going to come after the scratching of the skin, he tries to tolerate it. There is itch actually. Itch is there. He knows that if I scratch, I will wound myself, so I don't want to scratch, and he tolerates. That is intelligence. For that, higher intelligence is required. So,
Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, those who cannot understand that the pleasure that is available in the form of sense gratification in the household life is tucham, then they actually cannot see things as they are. And they are compared to person who is entrapped in a deep, dark well. It's very deep and it is dark. You can't see things as they are. Same, Prahlad Maharaj says, Tatsadu manye asura varya dehinam sada samudvignadiyam asadgrahat. Asadgrahat. Hitvatma patam graham andakupam. Prabhupada quotes. Graham andakupam. Vanam gato yadarim ashritaha. He said the deep dark well of family life, you don't see things as they are. It's very dark. You don't see things as they are. And it's so deep that you are just stuck there. And you think that whatever is existing within your reach, that is what is available and you'll be very happy with that. There are so many creatures. They are in certain particular thing. And they think that is the world. If a frog is stuck in the well, he thinks the whole well is the world. Nothing more than, he doesn't know anything outside the world. So in the same way, for a grahamedi, who is simply involved in gratifying his senses in the house, for him, he is stuck in the well of deep, dark family existence. So, Prabhupada says, for that person to come out of that entanglement, it is possible only if he gets some help from outside source. Source of spiritual master, Lord Krishna. Otherwise, it is like Prahlad Maharaj gives the example of a silkworm. Silkworm is actually, what it does, it actually, from its saliva, it tries to make the silk thread and it actually makes it around its body. Goes on making. It is said that the length is about 1 mile, more than a kilometer, 1,000 meters, so long. It makes from the saliva, goes on and on and on and on. When actually completes it, is inside the, you know, this cocoon. It's called cocoon. It's like cage. He is trapped inside. He keeps on making this silk cocoon. And at the end, he finds himself entrapped. And if he has to come out, generally, it actually breaks the cocoon by means of some secretion of the enzyme. It comes out. If he comes out, he breaks the cocoon. Then you cannot use the thread. Generally what the people do, they boil it in the water and they kill the silkworm which is inside to take the silk. That is himsa silk. There are also ahimsa silk. There are different ways. You don't make the cocoon. You put it on a pedestal kind of thing, then the silkworm can make silk without making a cocoon. That is ahimsa silk. Not killing the, you know, silkworm. So, yeah, person who is completely attached in the family life is compared to a silkworm by Prahlad Maharaj. Just like a silkworm makes its own entanglement, a person who is so much attached in the family life, he makes his own entanglement so tight. And this is described as, the cause of this entanglement is the relation between male and female. Starting point. Pumsa striya mituni bhava metam tayo mito hudaya granti mahu. Ato graka kshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. When a person is in the family life, starting with pumsa striya, male and female, mituni bhava metam, in the family life, sense gratification, hudaya granti mahu. That leads to knot of the heart.
It's like you take a rope, you entangle it, sometime there will be some knot. Knot, one knot, two knot, each one of the, sense gratificatory activity is one knot. Each kind of sense gratification, we are doing so many knots. Attachment to the family, attachment to the children, attachment to this one, that one, comfort, etc. All these things that is listed by Prahlad Maharaj in the three slokas today. So many things which actually make different kinds of knots. Hard knots. So the knots become, you try to untangle it. If it, the knot is loose, you can do it. If that means if the attachment is not very strong, you can untangle it. Nikal dena. If the attachment is strong, means hard knot. Too much attachment means very strong knot. And you try to remove the knot, very difficult. Next to impossibility. Not one knot, so many knots. So many knots, entanglement. Hridaya granti mahu. So when one is so much absorbed in that, ato graga kshetra sutapta vittai jana se mohayam aham, he ends up saying that I am this body. And these are all the objects of my sense gratification. These are all mine. So I am very happy. Very tight knot. Exactly like the silkworm, which is entrapped inside the cocoon. At least silkworm is better. If you allow the silkworm, it can actually break the cocoon and come out. But yeah, person who is so absorbed in material life, he doesn't have any clue how to come out of it. Silkworm on its own can come out actually. He actually makes the cocoon and he gets entrapped there. Then he finds out, hey, what is this? Then he actually can break the cocoon and come out. But a materialistic person, Graham Medhi, who has no clue, he actually dies in the same attachment and becomes whatever he is attached to. Worser than a silkworm. So, Prabhupada explains that how a person can come out of this entanglement, this deep dark well. The whole process of coming out of this deep entanglement is discussed by Sutta Goswami in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the second chapter, Sutta Goswami discusses whole list of things, how one comes out. He says, if the knot is very hard and if you cannot open the knot, then you'll have to cut the knot. Cut the knot with the sharp sword of knowledge. Sword. Take a chopper. Cut. But it is very difficult task. Unless you are determined to cut it. Because if the attachment is more, then it will be very difficult to even think about cutting. Sutta Goswami discusses that how the determination to cut comes by hearing the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Hridayandasto Abhadrani Vidunodi Sudrit Surit Satam. So many things within the heart, abhadras are there, and we have to start doing the cleansing process. And by hearing the message of Lord Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, slowly, slowly it purifies the heart. Purifies the heart. That has got the effect of purifying the heart. And Nashta Praya Sabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Ruttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. By regularly rendering Bhagavat Katha, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the heart, the troublesome to the heart is destroyed, Sutta Goswami says. And that results in encouragement for engaging in devotional service to Lord Krishna. One gets engaged. So when one gets enjoyed like that, tada rajastamo bhavat kama loba evechaiva, kama loba rajaguna, all these things, what happen? Cheta yetai rana viddhim stitam satte prasidati. It transcends the lower modes. One gets too much attached in the lower modes, in the ignorance. Deep dark well means darkness. Darkness means ignorance. One is in ignorance. So he needs to get some light. Where the light will come? Somebody has to bring the light. The spiritual master can bring the light and give the rope also. Hey, catch this. But he should be intelligent enough to catch also, you know. If you are too much in darkness, what you will do? So, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad states that
Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya.
Don't be in darkness. Don't be in ignorance. Tamas. Come to light. Don't be in the, you know, darkness of ignorance. Come to the light of knowledge. So knowledge is required. The knowledge of discrimination between what is the value of my sense gratification and what is the value of my devotional service. Where do I place this? So unless these two things are placed properly, there is no scope of getting out of this ignorance, deep dark well. So if one is sincerely engaged in devotional service under the instruction of a spiritual master is there to guide the person. Even in the absence of the spiritual master, if one is sincerely engaged in devotional service under the instruction of spiritual master, Krishna is there personally to help also. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti. I give the intelligence. Even if you are not intelligent, I give the intelligence to you so that you can get the knowledge to come out of it. Tesam yevanu kampatam aham ajnana jam tam. Ajnana, I am ajnana tama, in tamas. Nasayami atma bhavasto jnana dipena bhasvata. Jnana dipa. He says, I will light the knowledge in you so that it can come out of it. I do it, Krishna says. So the light of knowledge is required to come out of the darkness. When the deep dark well is lit up and then you see the rope is coming from up, obviously you will try to catch it up, you know. The rope given by the spiritual master. So in this way, when one is engaged in devotional service, he becomes very happy. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Realized knowledge about the absolute truth, Lord Krishna. Mukta sanga jayate. He becomes liberated from, once he gets the taste for devotional service, once he gets little attraction towards the lotus feet of Krishna, then even though the attraction for the family, attraction for sense gratification, attraction for everything is there, that attraction becomes very, very minimal, and then his attraction towards Krishna increases. Then Suta Goswami says, Vidyate Hridaya Grantim. Hridaya Grantim. Same thing. Hridaya Grantim. Vidyate. Vidyate Hridaya Grantim. He says cutting. Vidyate means cutting it. Hridaya Grantim means the knot of the heart. Vidyate Hridaya Grantim. Chidyante Sarva Samsayaha. Cut into pieces. Small, small pieces. Cut each and every knot. Cut with the sword of knowledge. Kshante chasya karmani drishta eva evatmanishvare. So when one's attraction towards Lord Krishna arises, then with that sharp sword of knowledge, knowing that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate object of my worship and my duty is to serve Him, instead of doing that, I am doing all kinds of nonsense here, so I should be doing that. With that sharp sword of knowledge, when one cuts the knots of the heart which are very difficult to overcome, then he is actually be placed in the right path of Krishna consciousness, going back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, here Prahlad Maharaj is giving instruction how to actually come out of the entanglement of material life, which is generally very difficult, but then
for a person who is under the shelter of the spiritual master, who is under the shelter of devotional service, it is not at all difficult also. On one hand, it is difficult. On another hand, it is very easy also. It all depends upon how we want to place ourselves. So, as Prahlad Maharaj is explaining here, that tongue, it all starts with the tongue. So that is why one has to take care of engagement of the tongue. Tongue is very difficult to control because you have to eat, but then you won't eat palatable dishes. Tharamatya jivati lobamai sudurmati takajeta katina samsa is very difficult. We recite that and then eat prasadam actually. So that it is very difficult. What can I do? Then I take Krishna prasad. Krishna prasad also within certain limits, not that. Overeating, even Krishna Prasad will trouble you. It's not that you can say that this is Krishna Prasad. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you feed the devotees up to the neck. Is that right? Our total dialogue is under neck, that's right. Up to the neck. Then it's Krishna Prasad, it is going to purify. It is to be considered at the individual level. This is proportionate to how advanced a devotee is. If a devotee is associate of Lord Chaitanya, there won't be much problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take care of the situation. If one is not, then too much eating is also not, even Krishna Prasad is not going to be very conducive for one's Krishna consciousness, because then he will end up in so many other kinds of things anyway. So this tongue, which is very, very difficult to overcome, one has to engage it in proper perspective so that it is also under control. Engaging the tongue in eating only Krishna Prasadam with limits, and then engaging the tongue in chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. You have to cleanse the consciousness. The heart is contaminated with the thick layer of dirt accumulated over a very long duration of time. Cleansing, the mirror of consciousness has to happen. So engaging the tongue, cleansing in the cleansing act. Cheto darpanamanam, cleaning. So when more and more it is cleaned, the more and more you can see how insignificant the enjoyment of the material world is. The more it is cleansed, the more you can appreciate. The more thick layer is there, more entangled you are. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that if a person is too much attached to the palate of the senses, nice palatable dishes, and always thinking about how to satisfy his stomach and genitals, he will never attain Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivara lalasa hai iti uti dhyay Shishnu dora purayana Krishna nahipai. Krishna nahipai. He cannot get Krishna. He is always engaged in how to satisfy the senses, how to engage in no sense gratification. He cannot get Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Balana khaibe or a balana paribe. Don't dress very nice, luxurious clothes. And don't eat delicious foodstuffs. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't eat nice, delicious food and don't dress up. If you are dressing up, you think that I am this body. And you keep eating nice things and then this is my enjoyment. And you forget about the actual goal in life. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives instruction about how one should be engaging himself, especially the tongue, because tongue is all starting point of all our entanglement is tongue. So So how to engage the tongue properly? By taking Krishna Prasadam as much as needed to keep the body and soul together. That is yogi. A yogi takes as minimum as possible to keep the body and soul together. Because soul should be in the body to practice anything. You cannot reduce lesser than that. You can't do that. Okay, at least that much. Minimum. So that he is fit enough to chant Hare Krishna without getting sleep. If you are too much eaten and you try to chant, then you will get sleepy only, you know. You can't chant actually. So, you can engage the tongue in chanting the holy names and engage it in different devotional services that Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about. One can actually overcome the strong desire to remain in the material, you know, entanglement, in the deep dark well of material entanglement. By the instructions of the spiritual master, one can have the hope of coming out of it and be engaged in Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. I'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Praji. As you told that the knot in the heart is very strong and it cannot be removed, it have to cut. But Praji, as we see, in this life only, our parents and whatever the wife is there, their association is so for less time.
Less time?
Yeah. In this life, particular life. But in this very much less time, how this knot becomes very strong?
This knot is, there are so many knots. So many knots are coming for a previous life also. Even in this life also. For previous life there are unlimited knots. Already you have put it in the last lifetime and it carried forward. Carried forward from previous. And those knots in these lifetimes are tightened more by means of deep attachment. Because the senses have a natural inclination towards, attracted towards the sense objects. Natural. There is nothing very strange about it. There is a natural inclination. As soon as you see some nice foodstuff, you have a natural inclination to enjoy that. But how not to enjoy, that is more important. No, no, this is not mine, I will not enjoy. That human being can do, animals cannot do. So being a human being, and when you see that, this enjoyment is going to entangle me. It is not good for me. So one has to resist. This is an itching sensation. If I scratch my spot where itching is there, then I will wound it more. So I don't want it, it's like tolerance. Tolerating, very difficult. But helplessly when one is engaged in gratifying the senses, that the how strong his desire is to enjoy the sense object is what determines about how strong your knot is. Generally the knot becomes harder and harder, not weaker and weaker. Life after life. So even if you have spent only little time, still the desire is there, it will only strengthen the knot. Unless one decides other way around. No, I am not going to do that. Then only there is a hope. Otherwise there is no hope. Even if you have spent very less time only, still attachment will be there. And that attachment makes the knots which are already there more stronger. To come out means there is a very strong determination required.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, Prahlad Maharaj was a child. So how he knows the detail of everything, household life?
How he knows
everything?
Difficulty of household life. Very nice. He didn't have experience. How did he know that? Right? Actually, there is a nice story about Shankaracharya, Adi Shankara. He was preacher. He was preaching. And when he was preaching in north, Mithila, there was one pandit called Mandan Mishra. Mishra means Brahmin. Mandan Mishra. So he preached him about the material world, how bad it is. What Prahlad Maharaj is teaching. We will come to Prahlad Maharaj, don't worry. He preached him
material world is bad, sense gratification, it is suffering. Become sannyasi, be liberated, then it will be great happiness. Mandan Mishra said, yes, this is very nice. Mandan Mishra's wife came and said, wait a minute. She said, you are a sannyasi, bal sannyasi, you never got married. You say that household life is miserable. How do you know? Have you ever undergone this? You didn't undergo this and you are talking about this. What is this nonsense? You don't have any practical experience of the household life. Koi brahmachari ko bolta hai miserable. He say that, no, no, brahmachari ko koi aake bolega. You are not experienced how you are telling miserable. Then Shankaracharya said, that is true. I didn't have any experience. Kya karna padega abhi? He said, bal sanyasi, bal brahmachari. So what he did, theek hai, main ja ke aata hu. So what he did, there is a siddhi called parakaya pravesh. Parakaya pravesh. Parakaya, kaya means body. Parakaya means not your body, somebody's body. Pravesh means entering into that. So there is a siddhi by man, means of which you leave the body and you, the soul comes out of the body. The soul enters into another body which is intact. Mostly a person who is just died. It is all things are available for functioning. Enters into that body and he can, once you enter into the body, then you can function in that body. So what he did a parakaya pravesh. He exhibited his siddhi. He came out of his body and in the nearby, you know, city, the king actually just died. King just died. Then he said, wait a minute, shalom. Uska andar ghus gaya. Who?
Shankaracharya.
Soul Shankaracharya. Body is remaining there. Soul Shankaracharya entered there. Then the king got up. Hey, very nice. King is, you know, brought back to life. Very nice. Then he said, theek hai, theek hai, sab log jaake apna apna kaam karna. Acha, theek hai. Then he actually enjoyed with his queens. Queens also very happy. Oh, we thought you died, you came back. Then he enjoyed. Who is enjoying now?
Shankaracharya soul.
Shankaracharya soul in the dead king's body. Soul is Shankaracharya and body is this dead king. So he enjoyed and came out of it. For some again died. We will not worry about the king now. So he came back to this body, again Shankaracharya's body. Actually, the experiencer of any experience is the soul. Body is just an instrument facilitating that experience. So experiencer now is actually Shankaracharya. But not in the same body of sannyasi body. He didn't go as a sannyasi and enjoy. If he had enjoyed that, he would have fallen. Because the soul went outside the body is, you know, sannyasi, that is kept intact. He came back, again he went back to same Mandan Mishra and he told his wife, now I know what it is. Yes, it is miserable. Then he said, theek hai, jao. And he is one of the sannyas disciples. There are four sannyasis, main mutt, Shankaracharya established. That is, one is his Mandan Mishra. So in that way, Shankaracharya has to undergo this parakaya pravesh to experience what is the nature of the misery of material enjoyment. Now, let us come back to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb, when he was in the womb, he received the spiritual instruction from who? Narada Muni. In the previous class, similar question was asked. If Prahlad is teaching all these things, how did he remember? He didn't undergo and he's talking, you know, Kaumaram Acharet Prago, Dharman, Bhagavatam. Who taught him? Nobody taught him. Because when a person is spiritually enlightened, all knowledge is there, including the material knowledge. The experience of the material thing, they are included, they are subset. The material world, the knowledge in the material world, the experience of the material world, these are all subset of the spiritual knowledge which is superset. So for a person who is enlightened 100% in Krishna consciousness, he actually is experiencer of both spiritual domain and material domain. When somebody is experiencer in the spiritual domain, material things are already included there. For that matter, even Sukadeva Goswami, he is also talking about all these things. But he is also a brahmachari. How he knows all these things? So when one is, in the absolute truth, tattva, paratattva, when paratattva is known, the lower tattva is already there, aparatattva. So material world, how miserable it is, that will be very clearly known for the person who is on the completely spiritual platform. He doesn't have to undergo it to know it. Doesn't have to. So you brahmachari should be situated in the paratattva, then he doesn't have to worry about aparatattva, which is material, and he doesn't have to undergo it to have an experience of it. Some scope for brahmacharis. No? You don't have to say that I have to experience it. You experience the higher thing, lower things will be known to you at that time. Now it may not be. So in that way, in the spiritual, transcendental experience, material experience will be already known, and it is, you'll know that it is insignificant also. Insignificant. The back.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj says that household work, household life is like a worm.
Household life?
It's like a being in a worm.
Silkworm.
Krishna says ki in this world wherever you go there is a dukhalaya. Where being at home also or being outside also. So at the same time Krishna says to Arjuna ki he is the topmost for me.
Is that?
Means he is a very good devotee who looks after, take care of the home as well as who serves me also. For according to Krishna, his household life is also good, what Lord Krishna says. And here Prahlad says, being at a household is like something like a worm. Can you please guide in this?
What Prahlad Maharaj is talking about is the graha medhi. There is two things, grahastha, graha medhi. Household life, graha medhi, grahastha. Grahastha is ashram. It's brahmachari ashram. Grahastha ashram. So ashram means rules and regulations. Brahmachari ashram means rules and regulations. You can't just live in a brahmachari ashram without any rules and regulations. In the same way, in the grahastha life, when one follows the rules and regulations of spiritual life, engaging, that is also sense gratification is there, eating is there, but eats only as much as required to keep the body and soul together. And there is a sense gratification also there, and that sense gratification is for spiritual purpose of producing Krishna conscious children. So when these principles are followed, then that is called grahastha life. When one doesn't follow these rules, enjoying whenever he wants to enjoy, eating anything and everything he likes it to eat, then he becomes graha medhi. So what Prahlad Maharaj is talking about, he is talking about the person who is like a graha medhi, living uncontrolled. So such thing is, meant to be taught to the people, you are suffering in a deep dark well. So don't be suffering. So you come out, such thing is called cocoon of a silkworm. He is making more and more entanglement because of his own attachment for different sense gratification. So the whom Prahlad Maharaj is talking to, he is talking to the demonic school mates whose attitude is like that. Right? Attitude is like that. Whereas you want to talk about Arjuna, you want to talk about devotee, that is for the people who are following the devotional path. So in that, then it is said that you do material life that you are interested to some extent, but then be there, but don't be too much attached. A person who is leading a grahastha ashram life, he will not be too much attached. Following the rules and regulations. That is encouraged. It is not completely family thing is condemned. But then, enjoying without limit.
that is condemned. So Prahlad is talking about grahamedis, and what you said is for grahasthas, that is both are right. Grantrashimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaura Premanande.